Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Luke Iazza. Batting second. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting third. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Burger. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Sam Leslie. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Blondie Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Hubbell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Carlton. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Tex Carlton. And now, play ball. Luke Iazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Iazza hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a fly ball into center field. Marte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive off the glove of Collins, and into shallow right field. Moore reaches second base with a double. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Iazza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a pop-up towards first. Leslie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berger who is chasing the ball. Herman reaches third base with a triple. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Herman scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gerges moves to third. Marti moves to second. Tex Carlton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlton hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan strikes out. One out. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0-for-1 in the game. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ryan. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hartnett bunts in front of the plate. Danning fields it and throws to first for the out. Herman moves to second. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerges is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marti is walked intentionally. Tex Carlton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlton is 0-for-1 in the game. Carlton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hubbell, and towards Ryan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripple hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 0 for 1 in the game. Leslie hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 1 in the game. Danning hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kayaza fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to third. Demery moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berger. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Collins scores. Demery scores. Herman goes all the way around to score. It's 4 to nothing, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gerges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan strikes out. One out. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Kayaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kayaza is 0 for 2 in the game. Kayaza hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marte is called out on strikes. One out. Tex Carlton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlton is 0 for 2 in the game. Carlton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 3 in the game. Gallen strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 2 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kayaza fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herman moves to third. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Herman scores. Hartnett moves to third. It's 5 to nothing, Cubs. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripple strikes out. One out. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 0 for 2 in the game. Leslie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leslie for the out. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 2 in the game. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tex Carlton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carlton hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 4 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubble fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlton moves to third. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kayaza fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlton scores. Gallen moves to second. It's 6 to nothing, Cubs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Collins bunts towards the mound. Hubble fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallen moves to third. Hack moves to second. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kayaza fields it and throws to home to get Gallen. Hack moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hack scores. Demery moves to second. It's 7-0, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Herman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Marty. Ryan reaches second base with a double. Mel Ott pinch hits for Carl Hubbell. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Kayaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kayaza is 0-for-3 in the game. Kayaza takes first base on ball 4. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitehead hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Marty. Whitehead reaches second base with a double. Ryan scores. There goes Kayaza trying to get to home. Marty throws the ball into Hartnett, who tags Kayaza, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's 7-1, Cubs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hartnett for a passed ball. Whitehead moves to third. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Giants, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.